UNC Charlotte students call for ouster of chancellor who served at Gitmo. By Tom Sikata on November 15, 2019. Students at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte are calling for the removal of the campus security chief over his previous career as a U.S. Army colonel, who was a brigade commander at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp as part of a 34-year Army career. According to a report by the College Fix, students at the UNC Charlotte are fighting to remove Associate Vice Chancellor of Safety and Security John Bogdan from his university role over his previous Army duty station at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. A student activist group called that calls themselves the Coalition to Remove John Bogdan is calling on administrators to remove Bogdan from his university position, which he acquired in late 2018. The student group claims that they do not feel safe on campus with Bogdan in his role as the head of campus security. "We do not feel safe with an accused human rights violator on our campus. We do not feel safe with the warden of Guantanamo on our campus," the group wrote in a tweet published last week. "We are concerned, we are scared, we do not feel safe. Hashtag fire John Bogdan." In a longer statement, the students argue that Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, under Bogdan's watch, engaged in discriminatory acts of violence against detainees. The group, echoing the concerns of activist organizations like Human Rights Watch and the ACLU, claim that the detention center consistently violated the human rights of its detainees. "It should be made clear that the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center has received intense scrutiny for human rights violations by Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, the ACLU, and human rights scholars across the world. Under Commander John Bogdan's watch, there were many egregious acts of violence perpetrated against detainees who were specifically targeted for their race, religious and ethnic identifications, that directly violated their human rights. As a result, this coalition is forced to call into question his fitness to preside over a campus community that contains individuals from all walks of life. His position in higher-level administration on campus, especially his control over the police force and other potentially punitive offices, poses a direct threat to all members of our community that identify as people of color and even more specifically Muslim, Southwest Asian, and North African students, faculty, or staff." UNC Charlotte claims that Bogdan played an integral role in the response to a shooting that occurred on campus in April. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.